From WXXI, you're listening to Stage Notes, the music of Broadway and more, and I'm your host, Robert Hammond.
We know inside, we're gonna make it through it. There's a
original Broadway cast recording of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 the Musical that was the title song, featuring Allison Jenny, Megan Hilty, and Stephanie J. Block. And today on the program, I am going to have three wonderful guests who are on to talk about the musical that's going to be on stage at Nazareth College. I'm so thrilled to have three guests in today from Nazareth College that's putting on 9 to 5 the Musical Friday, April 21st through Sunday, April 23rd. Tickets and information are available at naz.edu/artcenter. And I'm going to first go to the director choreographer, Matt Steffens. How are you?
Good. Good to be here.
You're kind of coming in as a guest professor, if you will, to Nazareth to direct and choreograph.
Yeah, I normally live in New York and in the city, and as opposed to upstate New York. It's been wonderful being up here in Rochester. I'm full-time at Nazareth this semester, and it's been fun working with the students and the staff to kind of bring a real-world perspective to them and to their studies and to this production. I think that, you know, a lot of what I do in the Broadway community, I've tried to instill that kind of work ethic into the cast and the crew and try to take our production of 9 to 5 to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked at Nazareth before, or is this your first time?
I've not worked at Nazareth. I know Corinne Aquilina, who's our music director and our program director, and she's amazing. And her and I have we're colleagues from Merry-Go-Round, Finger Lakes Music mm-hmm. Theater Festival. And she asked me to come up, and we kind of talked, and it worked out with some timing I had. It's a couple open months, and I'm here and excited to do 9 to 5.
We also have in studio two of the performers. We have Emily Mullen, who's in the role of Violet Newstead, and Michaela Groth, who's in the role of Doralee Rhodes. How about you, Emily? Why don't you take the question, why did Nazareth decide to take on this big production of 9 to 5?
Sure. Well, even though it's set 40 years ago almost, it's still a very relevant show today. I mean, when it came out in 2009, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act just came about, and it was basically helping with women who are being discriminated with their pay wage. And we have a lot of women in our department, and we wanted to do a big show and kind of show what we could do as a department. It is a very big show. It has mm-hmm. flying. It has a lot of steel, about 3/4 of a mile of steel that was welded in our own shop by our technical director.
From the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5, the musical, that was Joy to the Girls. Michaela, you are in the role of Doralee Dolly.
Yes,
Dolly
I am.
Dolly Parton.
Yes, I am. I would definitely say that this whole process playing Dolly Parton, such an iconic, real person, has been a bit of a challenge for me. I feel like some people might think it might be a little easier playing a real person, but I would definitely say it's been a little bit more of a challenge because you really have to take everything that, in my case, Dolly does in real life into consideration in playing the role, because Doralee is so much associated with her. I've done a lot of watching of video clips of Dolly. I've watched long concert versions of her. Just trying to study up on her life, what's made her who she is, and trying to incorporate all of that into my performance.
I think also, you know, part of it was the department wanted to take it to the next step. You know, last year we did Grease and audiences loved it. 9 to 5 has 53 scene shifts and a lot of big musical numbers, a ton of choreography that we have been working on over the past month. And so I think they were looking to, you know, take the next step, and I think audiences will find that we're really making a big step this year.
If you just tuned in, my guests today on the program are in the musical 9 to 5, presented by Nazareth College Theater and Dance Department. It's going to be on stage there Friday, April 21st through Sunday, April 23rd. In studio today, I have Emily Mullen, who's in the role of Violet Newstead, Michaela Groth in the role of Doralee Rhodes, and Matt Steffens. He's the director and choreographer of this massive musical 9 to 5. Getting back to you, Matt, how much of the musical relates is like the movie, if you will?
Well, I think whenever a movie becomes a musical, there's always the challenge of taking, you know, 30-second or even 10-second scenes and snipping them back and forth. And you'll find that the storyline is almost basically the same. You know, anybody that remembers Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton collaborating together to get back on Dabney Coleman, you know, remember that relationship. You know, the character of Mr. Hart, he still gets strung up in his bedroom. And our Hart, Demetrio, he had a fear of heights, is what I found out right before. Oh. But I didn't find out to the day that we were flying him. He decided to keep that a little bit of a secret from me. But he did wonderful, and he flies up about 15 feet in the air. And the friendship between the three women and, you know, how they navigate the office and how they change the office, all that is very similar. And then it's infused with Dolly Parton songs. And I think that really elevates the musical. There are some moments from the movie that are taken out because, you know, you can't jump to, you know, a parking lot for a half a second. Mm-hmm. And many of the songs also really further the story along as opposed to a scene doing that.
Hey, you guys, I had this image of Hart running for his life, and the whole office is out to get him and hunt him down.
God, you're sexy, I must say. Oh, I didn't notice you. I'll bet you're quite a dancer.
I've got one leg up on you.
I'll follow you.
I fantasize about you and being here like this.
You do?
Oh, yes, I've always longed to be the last one that you kissed.
Who knew?
Hold you close, whisper in your ear, dance with you against my breast.
Well, let's.
Yes, let's live out this fantasy. The kiss, the dance of death. Am I too rough? Oh, I'll dance upon your grave. Come on, sweetheart, and dance with me. I'll show you how it goes. We'll dance real fast. I'll kick your ass for everyone.
Not me. I plan on living a long time.
I don't think so.
Hey, hey, hey! Is it because I'm a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot?
Bingo! By the way, the name is Judy. Copy that!
Another song from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5 on stage at the Callahan Theater at Nazareth College. That was Dance of Death. You're listening to Stage Notes, and I'm Robert Hammond. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today on the program, we're talking about 9 to 5, the musical, with music and lyrics by Dolly Parton. It's based on the hit movie set in the late 70s. This hilarious story of friendship and revenge is outrageous, thought-provoking, and even a little romantic. Pushed to the boiling point, three female co-workers concoct a plan to get even with their sexist, egotistical, lying boss. In a hilarious turn of events, they live out their wildest fantasy, giving their boss the boot. And I'm happy to welcome back my guest today on the program from the musical 9 to 5 on stage at the Callahan Theater at Nazareth College. Is there still the pot scene?
There is still the pot scene. Don't tell our educators.
It's actually quite fun because they still include all the fantasy sequences afterwards with musical numbers, and that's been a lot of fun because we each get to go into our own little dream sequences, and my character Violet has a Disney princess dream sequence, so I have a lot of cute little animal friends dancing around with me.
Since this is radio, you were just listening to Emily Mullen, who's in the role of Violet Newstead. On Broadway, that was played by Allison Janney from The West Wing. Those are for some big shoes to fill, too, as well as Lily Tomlin. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
As Michaela said earlier, it has been a little bit of a challenge, but I've been really trying to take what she's done, as well as Lily Tomlin, and make it my own with my own choices, but keeping in touch of those strong women who played Violet before. And it's funny, Allison actually was nominated and won the Best Tony for Best Actress. Mm-hmm. So that's an incredible big shoes to fill, literally, too, because she's a very tall woman.
I'm talking to Matt Stephans, who's the director and the choreography, because there's a lot of dancing in the show.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting challenge. For me, one of my greatest influences is Andy Blankenbuehler, who is the choreographer of Hamilton, and he did the original 9 to 5. And I've worked a lot with him.
It's such a small show.
Just one of the, nobody knows it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, something that in working with him, you know, I really learned was like, you have to make the story the most important. And one of the hardest things in this show is that all of these people work in the office. Mm-hmm. So you can't just go into a song and dance number where you're like, hey, we're dancing, we're singing. One of the great things about the fantasy sequence is that you can do, you know, Violet's number is a Diamonds Are the Girl's Best Friend number. You know, Dora Lee's number is like a cowgirl number. Those are easy to come up with the concept. Violet's number is a Disney princesses. No, Judy's number is a Diamonds Are the Girl's Best Friend. So those are easy. But then all the office numbers, you really have to come up with like pedestrian movement that then is accentuated with dance. And part of why we also wanted to do 9 to 5 was to up the dance quotient, because, you know, we have more advanced students that can pull off that dance. And so it's that fine line of, you know, working in an office and then jumping into dance. We also have 8 desks and 8 chairs. that move around, as well as these two 16-foot wagons that kind of create and take us in and out of office settings. And I think that they provide for some interesting choreography.
They say we always get what we deserve, whether good, bad, or indifferent.
That's what I always heard.
No good deed goes unpunished, but the bad deeds you have done, stretched out, I'm sure that they would reach from here to kingdom come.
We think it's time you get what you deserve. You've got no true compassion, but you've really got some nerve.
And you've hurt every one of us
in different kinds of ways.
What goes around comes around,
and each dog has its day.
You'd ever care. And you only see tits, but get this, there's a heart under there. A heart that you've broken and ripped out more times than a few. Well, old Double D, Dora Lee's gonna stick it to you. I'm gonna shine like the sun when these clouds run away from my door.
Just like before, I'll get through it. You've hurt and embarrassed me, proving you don't give a damn. I'm tired of men like you who make me feel less than I am.
Michaela and Emily, you're both, I assume, theater majors at Nazareth. I'll talk to you first. Emily, why did you decide to go to Nazareth?
I'm actually a local Rochesterian. I'm from Geneseo originally, so I've been in the area. And I wanted to stay somewhere close enough to home, but also far enough away from mom and dad. And when I came to the school and toured, it was the atmosphere that really pulled me in. It was a beautiful campus, and everyone in the department seemed very friendly, and it was very much like a home, a family outside of your own family. And as I've stayed, and Corinne Aquilina took over as the director of the musical program, she has done everything and anything for her students and will go up and beyond to make sure that we are set in classes, but also for our future. And she's with Showcase. Michaela and I were just in our senior showcase a few weeks ago in New York City, and we got to perform in front of casting directors, agents, managers, and we actually both were able to find work through that. So it's been an incredible experience going here.
She left out that they both got agents while they were in New York.
Michaela, what about you? Why did you choose Nazareth?
I think the biggest reason for me coming to Nazareth was the BFA program. Nazareth was one of my final three contenders, and I specifically loved the BFA, but I also really loved the idea of a tight conservatory program in the context of a liberal arts college. My father is actually a history professor at a small liberal arts college himself, so I've always had this picture of a beautiful college campus and having the whole college experience, if you will, in my head. So I was happy to find NAS, where I sort of had the blend of both while also getting really intensive training in the program and the career path that I want.
If you just tuned in, I have three guests in studio today: Emily Mullen, who's Violet Newstead; Michaela Groth, who's Doralee Rhodes; and Matt Stephans, who's the director and choreography of 9 to 5, the musical, on stage at the Callahan Theater, presented by Nazareth College Theater and Dance Department, Friday, April 21st through Sunday, April 23rd. You can go to naz.edu/artcenter for tickets and information. Matt, why did you decide to leave New York City and come here to wonderful Rochester, which it is, and work at NAS?
The warmer it gets, the more wonderful Rochester gets.
The weather has been a bit bipolar lately.
I will say it has been. And we didn't have a bad winter. You know what's interesting, though? It snows all the time here, but you never have to wear a hat. In New York City, you have to wear a hat, like, constantly.
You have a full head of hair. I don't know. So why is that even an issue with you?
I'll say because I felt I worked with the students in the fall. They take a business of theater class, and I talked to them there and via Skype, and I saw how serious they were. The questions they were asking me were questions that you would get from performers that you're working with in New York City. You know, I work with performers all the time their age in New York City, both in auditions and workshops, as well as in just normal shows in general. And I saw a craving for, you know, something from the real world that they weren't getting. And so I felt like there was a hole that I could fill here. And I think anytime that you can work with artists that you know that they're along for the ride, that makes it even all the more enjoyable. And, you know, we've talked about Corinne Aquilina a bunch. She sells a good game. And she convinced me that it would be a good time, and I'm having a good time.
You've done a lot of work on Broadway and film. Speak to that a little bit.
So I've been blessed to be working in the Broadway community for the past 14 years. As a performer, I did Promises, Promises with Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth, which was a wonderful family, making my debut in that show. I came in late to the show, and for my debut, Sean and Kristen pulled me up with them for their final bow. And it was actually quite amazing. And then I did Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which Nazareth College did the regional premiere last year. I did that on Broadway with Patti LuPone and Sherry Renee Scott and Laura Benanti. And it was a Brian Stokes Mitchell. It was a wonderful cast and a very challenging show that we tackled, I hope. And then a couple years ago, I was blessed to be the associate choreographer for Dr. Zhivago, which was a short run, but got the opportunity to work with Des Mackinac, who, you know, has done the Who's Tommy and Jersey Boys, and is a wonderful director.
Let's talk a little bit about the music. Emily, what's the big song you do? Because all of you have some, I mean, they're not all 11 o'clock numbers like Get Out and Stay Out, but you all have big numbers. Talk about yours.
My big number would probably be One of the Boys, which is the first number in the second act. And it involves all of the males in the cast and a giant staircase that I get wheeled on, and a beautiful pantsuit designed by our own Mary Farmer in the costume shop. A lot of our costumes have been pulled from vintage shops and from even across seas in London that they got shipped in, and they are all beautiful. But this one she handmade specifically for me, and it's pretty fierce.
Emily, how long do you have for that quick change into that pantsuit? Oh.
I have 2 counts of 8 to run from downstage all the way upstage, take off a dress, take my pants off the buttons, and get off in between a wagon opening up.
Hopefully I'm a good dresser.
Yes. Oh, no, I believe I will be doing it myself.
We're hoping
to hire her a dresser.
I'm trying to get her a dresser back there. We're trying to hide the dresser somewhere. So I'm working on it. I'll take your advice.
Violence!
Hey, would you look at me? It's hard to believe I'm a star after all of this time. Others may glow from the stardust I throw on their path, never thinking I'd shine. Like some Hollywood queen, I've arrived on the scene, a sensation, yeah. The toast of the town.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I'm swallowing in it, I love every minute. Oh. So up I may never come down.
Oh.
Since I've been employed, it's my time to shine, and I'm feeling fine. This old gal's now one of the boys.
Violet, the most beautiful, glamorous, brilliant.
Since I was a girl.
Violet's one of the boys.
Featuring Allison Janney, that was One of the Boys from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5, the musical. And that musical is going to be on stage at Nazareth College Callahan Theater.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
Thank you.
featuring the Nazareth Band from 9 to 5 the Musical. That was the title song. Michaela, what about you?
I would say that Dora Lee's biggest number is probably Backwoods Barbie, which was actually a song that Dolly wrote for the musical 9 to 5 back in 2009, which she added to her album at the time that came out at the same time, but it was just one of the tracks on her album as well as being a part of the show. And the biggest part of the song is definitely to try to get across that Dora Lee, Dolly's character, is a real person. And even though she might have big boobs, big hair, she's, you know, a lot of plastic on the outside, how a lot of people can view that in a certain way and take her for something that she's not. When the truth is, she's just a country girl at heart who has big dreams and is in the city in it for her own life.
And is very much misunderstood at first
by
the other two.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. And it's not until... It's great with the show because you get to see the evolution of the friendship. It's not like, you know, the core three that come into the show in the first scene at all. We're all coming in as new people, strangers, and trying to get to know each other. And by the end, we definitely form a unbreakable bond.
Mm-hmm. You asked also how like the musical is like the movie 9 to 5. That's one of the great things about the musical, is that it really grows and introduces characters and doesn't just like slap it all on the opening number. You know, the opening number, you have the normal 9 to 5 song that we all know and we've been whistling and singing for the past month every day, and hopefully the audience leaves whistling or singing it.
But I am asking you to sing it before the singers.
I'll let these two take care of that.
No, I was instructed no performances.
Okay. They might give you a little bit of love somewhere. And so I think that's one of the gorgeous things about the musical, is that it really plays out like a movie before your eyes.
I've always been misunderstood because of how I look. Don't judge me by the cover, 'cause I'm a real good book. So read into it what you will, but see me as I am. The way I look is just a country girl's idea of glam. I grew up poor and ragged, just a simple country girl. I wanted to be pretty more than anything in the world. Like Barbie are the models in the Frederick's catalog. From rags to wishes in my dreams, I could have it all. I'm just a backwoods Barbie. Too much makeup, too much hair.
Featuring Megan Hilty from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5 the Musical, that was Backwoods Barbie.
You're listening to Stage Notes.
Well, it's funny how you waltzed in here, assuming I'd come back. Well, let me tell you something. You are way off track. Can't you see I'm different? Or are you still that blind? No, you stand right there and take it. There's no love to hide behind. Well, I am proud to tell you I'm really feeling good. I'm doing so much better than you ever thought I would. Got my own place, my own space to think and dream and plan. Took me this long to realize I do not need a man. I used to need you, but then I finally learned. I used to want you, now the tables turn. I used to love you, now it's your time to squirm. Cause I'm saying goodbye, and I won't wait for your return. So get out and stay out, I've finally had enough. Don't kiss me on your way out, wouldn't move me much. You used me, abused me, you cheated and you lied. So get out and stay out, I'm taking back my life. I wonder what you'll do when I am not around. Now that your new love has up and let you down.
Stephanie J. Block performing Get Out and Stay Out from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5, the musical. I'd like to thank my guests for being on the program today to talk about 9 to 5, the musical on stage at Callahan Theater at Nazareth College. Tickets and information are available at nazcollege.org/artcenter.
Drive like hell with gripping hands, eyes a focused pair. Mind's a swirling mess of plans you don't wanna share. No, you have to leave today to keep the madness down. Relief just crashes over you, though barely out of town. Your face betrays a broken time, a promise never kept. Wonder if you'll ever shine, why you never wept. You had to stay between the lines to make it through the nights. Now everything you want is in your sights. So you drive with your head leading with your heart. You can pull away in the night. You scream, make you get away. Maybe you should stay. So you away. One more chance is all you got before the walls cave in. You take a breath, look ahead, and begin. So you drive with your head leading with your heart. You can pull away in the night. You scream, make you get away. Maybe you should stay. So you drive.
You are the wind. I know the truth. Oh, I would be nothing without you.
Two big Broadway stars right back to back, Cheyenne Jackson performing Drive earlier, and that was, yes, Ms. Idina Menzel performing Wind Beneath My Wings from the movie Beaches. Thanks so much for listening to Stage Notes today. Remember to follow the program on Twitter @StageNotes. Should you want to email me, you may do so directly, StageNotes@WXXI.org. StageNotes@WXXI.org. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.